This is NetVets, a series exploring the knowledge, challenges, and experiences of Boy Scout veterans. I am Kurt Goodsky, and I'm sitting here with Stan Day for NetVets.
Anyway, I went to the brig, and I was under house arrest, and I went over the wall. While I was in the brig, there were a lot of, they were mostly intellectuals that were against the war and didn't want to go back to duty, and I fit right in. When I was there, I needed more money, so I wanted to volunteer for something that was a little more dangerous, and I volunteered to go to Vietnam, and I volunteered for the assault boats on the Mekong Delta, but they didn't take me because I was married. But after my stint in the brig, I realized that my feelings were corresponding pretty close to the people I talked to, and I realized then that I didn't feel that the war was right then. Okay, when I was in boot camp, I basically had a ninth grade education, a little bit of a 10th grade. I qualified for officer training, as well as a friend of mine did. He was from Portland, Oregon. They told us both at the same time that we both had juvenile records, and we thought that they were expunged when we joined, not according to the FBI, and they're the ones that do the security clearance. But I had my hopes up for a while, and I thought I could get a better education and all the things that I felt that I needed to succeed in life. I thought, well, this is my way out of poverty, and this is my way into something that I would like to do. Another incident in boot camp, on Thanksgiving Day, the recruit petty officers told our company commander to go home and be with his wife and enjoy it, and that we were just going to have a lazy day. And as soon as he left, they did a surprise bag inspection. They used that incident to beat on the people they wanted to. I got slapped, but that was all. But this one recruit was large and heavy. He wasn't well liked, but they made him crawl around the tables in the barracks for maybe 2 or 3 hours. It was a long time, and his knees, we found out, were ruined for life. He couldn't even stand up when they let him quit, but he was kicked. And I didn't think that was good. I didn't think that was fair. And a lot of the people, after it was over, came out. And because I did stand up to him, I said, he's got to go to sick bay. He's got to go to the infirmary. And you have to let him go. And they said they weren't. And I said, no, yeah, you're going to have to. Because I'll get all these other recruits to testify that you purposely abused this fellow. And now he's very, very, very ill. And his spirit is broken, and he's probably ruined for life. And I said, so I'm going to make sure that he goes. I'd been in reform school when I was younger. I've seen a lot of violence and abuse in my life. I have a lot of people killed in my life, most of the males in my family. So I'm not new to that, but it still shook me up. I didn't think that was what I signed up for. They don't need me. My baby soon to be born needs me. And so I opted to go home. I took the discharge.
So how long was your service then?
About 13 months.
You talked about referencing back to your service and the discovery of scar tissue on your back. So you were discharged from the service, but since it was a prior condition, you didn't really have a basis for any kind of disability or anything then?
I had never checked on it. A couple years later, I got a letter from the Department of the Navy, and they said I owed them 13 cents. So I wrote them a check with a nice little signature.
Wow. Okay. Even though your service length wasn't very long, it still did have a profound impact on you. You mentioned in the brig that some people had changed your mind about the war.
Well, they didn't purposely try to change my mind, but I listened to their conversations, and I found I agreed. The war is for the people that benefit most. I've written a book about historical trauma, and the research of that book had to touch on some of the atrocities in the Indian Wars, and it made me cry under the flag of the United States of America. You've seen the history.
Did you discover this after your term of service?
Yeah.
Okay,
yes,
after.
I did.
Okay. But it still kind of has a sense of morality that you discovered a reason that did not fit your nature. One thing that comes to mind, actually a couple of things that come to mind, is that you were in the wrong time. The reason I say that is because your training, or the training that was instilling the men in that time period, was the basis for the phrase, "Ours is not to question why, ours is but to do or die." When I went through training, since then, after, was to question orders. The times have changed, but I think it's because of people like yourself who saw there was morality issues now, and it is okay to say, no, that is wrong. Yeah. I will not follow that order.
That was unheard of then?
It's only because of people like you voiced it and make that change.
Thank you.
Net Vets was produced by the Net Lake Radio Project and made possible by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.